You're listening to MMA Rated Radio, brought to you by Crooked Jaw. Check them out at crookedjaw.net. And you know what they say, behind every good man, there's an even better woman. But in the case of the Couture's, we may soon say an even stronger woman, as Randy the Natural Couture's wife, Kim, has recently thrown her hat in the MMA ring, picking up her first amateur victory in her very first amateur fight on April 5th, when she defeated Jessica Cruz late in the third round during a full contact Fighting Federation event at the Roseland Theater in Portland, Oregon. And now, it's a pleasure to welcome the best-looking Couture to MMA Rated Radio. How's it going, Kim?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you know, we're really excited to be talking with you. We've been trying for a long time to get you on MMA Rated Radio. You just picked up your first victory just over a week ago. When did you first think that, okay, this is something that I'm actually going to pursue seriously?
I think last summer when Gina Carano started at our gym, and she was training to get ready for her fights. Just being there, being an extra body for her, and being able to set enough time aside in each day with all the work stuff that we have going on, I was like, hey, I could do this. I could juggle all this stuff. You know, I can make it happen. So that was my whole thing. I'm like, I'm not going to commit to something unless I can do it 100%. So unless I got the staff that I have now that picks up all the slack, they've kind of allowed me to get those two or three workouts in a day.
Now, is this something that you actually want to focus on, you know, professionally, like actually, you know, have a full-time schedule, fighting, training and all that, or are you just looking for a couple of shows here and there and just get your feet wet?
No, I'm planning on continuing with it. I definitely have the business that comes first and foremost, and then the fighters that I manage are my priority. So if it interferes with that, then I'll probably stop and take time out for the business, but I'm doing it for fun, so it's definitely going to take the back burner to all the business stuff.
All right, so we saw your smoker on HDNet just a couple of weeks ago. This one, as you mentioned, an amateur fight that was probably a little more involved. How did you feel following the fight? Was there anything, you know, any bumps and bruises that sort of surprised you, how you felt 24 hours later, or was it all really expected?
I felt fine. I didn't have any marks on me, so I kind of got away easy with this fight. I don't know if they'll all be like that, but yeah, I didn't have any injuries. So,
for someone in your case, right now in North American MMA, there's really only one big promotion out there that is, you know, featuring the women's division. That's Elite XC. Is that a goal for you to someday get a contract and fight on one of their big shows?
No, I don't. There's a lot of other shows that Bodog's put on female fighting. Strike Force has done female fighting. Yeah, I'm not really, you know, hoping for anything. I've gotten a lot of offers so far already, and just kind of waiting to see how everything falls into place. Definitely not in any rush. So getting back to work here after this fight, I'm going to take some time off and hopefully shoot for middle or end of the summer for another fight.
Any idea with which promotion against which opponent that fight's going to be against?
No, nothing yet. I haven't even started messing with it.
Do you sort of research the women's... I mean, obviously, Gina, you're around this world. You know, you're very involved in it. But is there someone that you'd like to think that you can kind of match up with going into your first pro fight?
No, I actually don't know who any of the women fighters are. I've never looked into it, you know, besides the ones that have been featured on some of those shows. But, you know, either they fought Gina, so that's how I've heard their name, or, you know, every once in a while you'll see a write-up on somebody. But I don't really know who's out there. So I don't really have time to really focus on any of that. You know, if somebody came to me with a good offer and threw somebody's name out there, it'd be fine with me.
Wait, so you're trying to say that you have too much going on in your life. You don't have time to watch fights, right?
Not really, no. I'm pretty much tied down all the time.
Quite the shocker.
It is?
No, it was a joke, because I know you're really busy with, you know, the gym and the business and everything, so I'm actually not surprised that you don't have time to, you know, study up on women's MMA and look at all the, you know, all the fights out there.
Yeah, you know, I think it would be cool if I, you know, if I was all on my own and didn't have the last name and didn't have all this business stuff going on, and to be an athlete 100% of the time, I think that'd be a cool experience. Unfortunately, that's not the case. So, like I said, this is just for fun.
You mentioned the last name. Did it ever cross your mind before you met Randy, or was this, you know, can we solely blame him for getting you involved in all this?
No, I was training before I ever met Randy. all the guys, all my friends that I hung out with and trained with, you know, John Lewis and Mike Pyle and some of our guys, Jay Haran, the guys that are at our gym now were my buddies before any of us ever met Randy. You know, even after I met Randy, I just did it for cardio. I was just having fun with it. I just wanted to go into the gym and have a good sweat and be around it. And then it wasn't until Gina started there that I started thinking, hey, you know, I could do this.
The issue of women's fighting, always a controversial one. You've heard like Dana White say that he doesn't want to have anything to do with it. Obviously, you know, you being a female and one who is fighting, you'd obviously have a different take. Why do you think that people are so hesitant in allowing and accepting women to fight in, you know, either MMA or boxing?
Well, I think the only time you ever hear comments from men like that are when they're really insecure and threatened by women. So the guys that are really cool and down to earth and, you know, some of the other fighters and guys that I train with, nobody has a problem with it. But you see those guys that are pretty pompous and very insecure with themselves. They like to put it out that, you know, women scare them. So that's their problem. There's plenty of promotions out there putting women's fights on the card. That's why I am, you know, getting involved in this, because there's an opportunity there. And, simply, if they don't want to watch it, then don't turn on the TV or don't go to those shows that have the women fighting. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but the problem is theirs.
Do you think there's a chance that, or a time that will come when women's fighting will be sort of looked at equally as, you know, the LPGA and the PGA or women's tennis with men's tennis? Do you think that time could come, or will all these problems with, you know, chauvinistic guys and people trying to hold you back will always sort of be in the way?
Well, we have a woman running for president right now, don't we? Nobody ever thought we'd see that day coming. So I think things are changing. Everybody else just needs to kind of catch up with the times.
Absolutely. Great point. I forgot about that woman. I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the business. Extreme Couture, everything, your gym is expanding. Are you pleased with how everything has progressed up to this point?
I think it's gone above and beyond what we ever expected. We can't keep up, and we're constantly hiring new staff and, you know, trainers, and franchises are popping up everywhere, and it's way, way bigger than we had ever imagined it being, and we're having a lot of fun with it. Everybody involved is having a lot of fun. We're all very proud of it, and we're just working hard and keeping the integrity of what we started with going, so far so good.
With all the stuff that's going on with Randy and the UFC, has this hurt business or in some strange way helped you sort of get the name out there and keep you guys in the limelight at all times?
I think it's definitely helped. We are in the limelight at all times because of it. And the outpouring of respect and support that we've gotten from the fans and everybody that calls in, and we've gotten cards, and people come by just as like a tourist site now to the gym. We see limos and cabs pull up all day long, people just wanting to take pictures, and it's definitely helped in an odd way.
How much do you get involved in all that stuff? I mean, obviously, Randy being your husband, is this something that he's always talking? I mean, just yesterday we've heard the news of, you know, the motion by Mark Cuban to get the lawsuit heard in a Texas court as opposed to a federal court, which has to be seen as a big coup for, you know, HDNet in your camp. But is this something that's always being talked about with you guys, or until something big happens, it's really much ado about nothing?
We didn't even know about that, actually, until you just said that. We don't get involved at all, and we just let the lawyers handle it. Everybody around the gym, we all got better things to do, so nobody really brings it up, you know, unless it's like huge, huge news or somebody calls in and wants to do an interview about it. We usually don't know what's going on with it.
So you really didn't even know about that news, because that's actually pretty big news.
No, but we don't get on the computer. We don't get on the internet, so wherever that news comes from, I have no idea.
Well, I'm glad I could help you out with a little bit of piece of information, brighten your day up a little bit. When do you think that all this will be resolved, good or bad? Do you have sort of a timetable in your mind?
July.
You think that in July everything will be resolved and Randy will be free to fight wherever he wants? And how about this Kurt Angle story? You know, we haven't heard that. We've heard a lot from Kurt, not a lot from Randy's side. Is this actually going to happen as some sort of match between the two?
Well, Randy did the PSL, the Pro Submission League, I think a year or two ago with Jacare. And, you know, he's good friends with Rico. He asked if he'd be interested in doing it. And Randy's like, yeah, sure, I'd be interested. But obviously he has to wait until the stuff with the UFC is over with. So I don't really know what Kurt Angle has said, but I think when Randy's free and clear, he'd probably entertain that.
Is it possible that this can sort of fall under a loophole, though, you know, because it won't be an MMA match, that he'll be free to do it whenever he wants?
No, no. Even with this UFC stuff going on, he can't do anything else.
Okay.
Until that's free and clear.
When you would obviously know this better than anyone. When's the last time Dana White spoke to Randy Couture?
Just at Gray Maynard's fight, just last week in Denver.
And, you know, as far as on the surface, everything was cool, but still you don't foresee some sort of resolution to this rift?
No, it'll definitely be settled in court. That was fine. You know, he came over and shook his hand, and they said hello, and it was cordial. I run into him all the time, and he's cordial. It's not as big as people try to make it out to be, you know what I mean? I mean, obviously it's a big situation, but it's not as vicious as people try to make the juicy gossip.
Right, absolutely. But that said, 100%, we'll never see Randy fight in a UFC octagon?
Never.
Never, absolutely. All right, I have a feeling that he's sitting next to you, so can you say hello to him for us?
Yeah, he's driving right now. He's my chauffeur today.
Very nice. Well, I very much appreciate
hello.
You. I appreciate you taking the time, and you know, best of luck in your career, and as well as the business, and you know, the whole growth of the Couture Empire.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for having me on.